The Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro has been doing a critical issues series so far this year, holding a forum once a month where community leaders are coming on talking about what is the state of business in our specific community, in our region in North Carolina. They had the latest edition earlier this morning, specifically with a focus on economic development in the downtowns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro. It was a great talk, and joining us on the phone to share more about what was discussed earlier this morning is President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson. And also joining us on the phone is Dwight Bassett, the Economic Development Officer for the town of Chapel Hill. Aaron and Dwight, thanks so much for joining me today, guys. How are you?
Oh, it's great talking to you. Thanks, Brandon. Good to be here.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, I want to start with you and a bit of a overview in terms of the critical issues series. You guys have been discussing about a lot of topics when it comes to business and the growth and the state of our community, and economic development is a big factor in that. For people who might hear that term and not exactly know what that pertains to, can you explain what that is and some of the big ideas discussed today?
Sure. Thanks, Brighton, for having us on again to talk about this. Regarding economic development, it's a term that people use in our community a lot, but we wanted to make sure that everybody had an opportunity to talk about what we really meant. So either economic development is strictly about the policies and programs, activities that you need in order to create and retain jobs, to facilitate economic growth, to grow property value, to recruit and retain enterprises. But in our conversation, we also talked about there's community development. Community development and economic development really go hand in hand. And so when we say economic development, we're talking about wealth creation that has community benefits. And there's both good for our economy, but also good for the community.
And so along those lines, you presented some information to kind of get things started today about the tax revenue for Orange County, land value details for our downtowns, but also downtown Hillsboro as well, although the focus was on Chapel Hill and Carrboro today. Can you explain how those fit into the discussion of economic development?
Sure. We have a lot of great attributes in our community that make us an attractive place to grow and start a business, an attractive place to relocate, well-educated workforce, incredible health care, university research, access to interstates, access to the airport. It's a beautiful community with great amenities. But we also know there are some restrictions. We have a rural buffer. We have a generally rural county where 90-some percent of the land is outside of the city limits. And so our development has been really concentrated in our municipalities, and then there's three economic development districts where we are focused. And we really need to reserve those for economic development. They make up about 3% of the total county's land area. We've set them aside for the last 30 years to focus on economic development. And so Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro City Limits, and these three economic development districts is really where we are focusing our time and attention.
And certainly one of those, a good chunk of that is downtown Chapel Hill. And now I'm turning to you, Dwight. You have worked on economic development for many years, a good part of that being here in Chapel Hill. What kind of projects are exciting you right now for the town? There's a lot that is going on. We speak with Mayor Pam Heminger, and it seems like almost every week we're getting updates on stuff that's in the works, under consideration, or under construction. What are some of the projects that the town is currently working on that you're excited about?
Obviously, East Rosemary, the parking deck, the redevelopment of East Rosemary. Most important part of that is the new office building with wet lab that we'll get downtown, the redevelopment of CVS Plaza downtown, and the new office building at Glen Lennox. We went for about 7 years without building office, so those are substantial gains in our need for office, and so that's pretty exciting. But I'm also excited in general because of the East Rosemary redevelopment and all that's happening downtown. It feels like we're starting to get some real momentum with great things happening. Hotel behind former town hall, on top of everything going on in East Rosemary. So I think it's great commerce, but the office space is really important.
Absolutely, and tons of other projects too, which is super exciting. Now, the last time we had Aaron on, Dwight, we were talking about the regional economic forum that they were discussing there. How does what your daily work, figuring out economic development for the town and bringing in some projects to the area, how does that fit Chapel Hill into the larger regional economy?
Well, we all have segments that we fit easily. Obviously, ours has a lot to do with education and healthcare and hospitality in general. And so I think those are important sectors. Not every community in the Triangle region has that similar focus. Some are more broadly defined, some are more narrowly defined. And I think it's important that in order to create a great region, we all play a specific role in making sure that we're contributing to that regional success.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Economic Development Officer for the town of Chapel Hill, Dwight Bassett there. Also on the phone with us is President and CEO of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill, Carbro, Aaron Nelson. We're talking with them as they were both presenters today in the Chamber's Critical Issues series, with this month's edition being about economic development. Aaron, I'm going to turn back to you. Lots of exciting things in Dwight's presentation, but he was also on a panel with other economic development experts from Carbro, UNC, and areas in our downtown. What are some of the other things that they spoke about that struck you as noteworthy?
Well, what really stood out is the partnership, that this is a place where, yes, we have Chapel Hill, and we have Carbro, we have the university, we have downtown, but we really rely on each other in order to be successful. Our university talked about their new partnership they have with downtown to invest substantial resources and time in really helping downtown be as successful as it can be, a university and community partnership where they are going to focus both on the physical of what downtown looks like, as well as to create an innovation hub to support entrepreneurs, university spinoff. In downtown, Matt Gladick reviewed for us in great detail the new projects that are coming. Dwight has covered a few of those, but really from everything from outdoor dining that is making downtown more exciting to the new parking deck, new buildings, new hotel that is coming. In Carbro, we got a wonderful update from the new economic development director there, John Hartman Brown, on the Lloyd Farm project, which is a $100 million development across the street from, as you head out Highway 54 from downtown Carbro, that will have a mixed use of housing and office and retail, as well as some of the things that were going on in the downtown. What I did find most exciting at the tail end, we asked each of the economic development directors to tell us why economic development is important. And their answers were just wonderful. It reinforces the sense of community and gives us the opportunity to showcase who we are. They said it builds the community, enables us the opportunity to build the community that we want. It helps us create equity and opportunity for all in our community. It helps us plan for our future and really shape the future that we as a community want. And it was exciting to hear these different professionals all sort of leaning in to a similar set of outcomes of a successful economy equals a successful community.
Yeah, certainly some good insight there. And Dwight, I want to turn back to you as somebody who obviously is working and thinking about this a whole lot. It's, you know, a big deal for some people in our community when they hear or see economic development, it suddenly means change for them. You know, that kind of commentary from Aaron is great. What do you say to people who might be concerned about that kind of change within the community and, you know, balance those thoughts in addition to balancing the needs of the town and the, you know, local economy as we try and grow?
So, you know, one of the things that has struck me over the years is the fact that I think everyone who raises a child and remains in Chapel Hill would like to see their child be able to find an internship or employment opportunity, whether they go away to college and come back. And without good economic development, we don't have those opportunities, and we need to diversify. We did our research for our recovery revive plan, and one of the things that we noted was the lack of diversity in our business climate. And, you know, that's been a goal for a number of years, trying to figure out how to do that, part of why we support entrepreneurs. And so I think those employment opportunities for families and children so that, you know, we can continue to have a future. And, you know, I'm not saying that working at UNC or UNC Healthcare is not important and great, but we would also like the diversity. So if someone wants to work in a field that's not related to those, that they have that opportunity.
That does make sense, and obviously lots of other benefits too when it comes to local government and the local economy to have that diversity as well. That was Dwight Bassett. You heard speaking there, the economic development officer for the town of Chapel Hill. Also on the phone is president and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson. And Aaron, we've got to begin wrapping up the conversation. The next forum in the Chamber's 2021 Critical Issues Series is set for Thursday, June 26th. For those who might have missed some earlier episodes but want to make sure they tune into that one, what is the theme going to be and how can people learn more about the series?
We're going to talk about risk and resilience. Our community has seen the impact of what happens if there's a water crisis and you don't have water for several days. We've watched in Texas what happens if you lose power for several weeks. So we're going to have a conversation about ensuring a modern and resilient utilities. And how we can plan for business continuity and talk about energy infrastructure. And that's going to happen, as you said, on June 27th. If folks want to register for those, they can visit our website, carolinachamber.org. Click and you can easily sign up. If folks want more information about local economic development, Dwight's got a great website, open2.biz. Or open to biz, sorry, open2biz.biz. And then
just dot biz.
Okay, open2.biz, and then carolinachamber.org.
Yep, yeah, once again, those websites, open2.biz and carolinachamber.org, to learn more about what we're talking about today and to learn more about the Chamber and their Critical Issues series. Aaron Nelson and Dwight Bassett, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.